Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Bechukosai, Perek Chav Zayin, that's by Shishi, when it's Kishe Muchu Baram. Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish Chumash Vayikra tonight, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Let us begin. Pasuk Aleph, Vayedaber Adinoy El Moshe Leimer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, Daber El B'nei Yisrael, speak to the B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleim, and say to them, Ishki Yafli Neder, When a man will express a neder is a vow that a person makes. Be'erkecho nefoshos l'Hashem. To Hashem, legabe his the erkecho nefoshos means the valuation of nefoshos. What's meinta? Zok Rashi. Ki yafli. What does yafli mean? When a man will express yifarish befiv. Yafli means that he's going to express it orally. He's going to say it out of his mouth. Be'erkech nefashos, litain, to give to the Beis Hamikdash, erech nefashos, the value of nefashos, loimer, by saying, erech dover shenafshay tluyivoy olai, the valuation of something, meaning either part of the body, which the nefesh is dependent on that, so that's, I'm a chuyiv to bring, that's upon me, to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk Gimel, v'hoya erkecha, hazachor, the valuation of a zachor mi ben esim shana viad ben shishim shana, from someone who's between 20 years old until 60 years old, v'haya erkecho chamishim shekel kesef b'shekel hakodesh, so his evaluation should be 50 silver shekels of the shekel hakodesh, the holy shekel. Zot Rashi, v'haya erkecho ein erech zeh loshen domim, this erech over here does not mean the value of the person, elabain shu yoker, whether the person who you're is expensive, meaning that if, let's say, this person was sold as an eved, he would get a high price for himself, bain shu zoil, or whether he's cheap, meaning he wouldn't get such a good price, kefishanav, based on his age, hu ha'erech ha'kotzav alav, this is the valuation that is set for him, beparasha zu, in this parasha of the Torah, erkecha, kemay erech, this means like erech, v'kefil ha'kofin. And the cough is repeated. That I don't know what the significance of that, Rashi says, is. It's interesting. Rashi says, I don't know what it means. Rashi wasn't embarrassed to say he doesn't know what it means. I don't know what it refers to. Pasuk Dalet. Vim nekeva hi. And if she is a female, she's in a keva. V'hoya erkecho. The valuation should be shloshim shekel, 30 shekel. Pasuk Hey. Vim bim ben chomei shonim. V'ad ben esrim shono. And if from 5 years of age to 20 years, vaya erkecho hazochar esrim shkolim, so the value of the zochar should be 20 shekel, 20 shkolim. Velanakeva aseres shkolim, for a female it should be 10 shkolim. So drashim ben chamei shanim loyshe noider katan, not that the person who makes the neder should be a katan. Shein bedivri katan klum, because there's nothing if a katan says anything, meaning he's not chayiv anything. Ela godel shaomar. Nor a godel who said erech katan zeh, the value of this katan shu ben chameshanim, who is at least 5 years old, a lie is upon me to pay to the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk vav, v'mi ben chodesh, and if from 1 month v'yad ben chameshanim until 5 years, v'hoya erkecho hazochor, the valuation of a zochor should be chamisha shkolim kosef, 5 silver coins, 5 silver shekel. V'lanakeva, and for nakeva erkecho, her valuation should be shloishes shkolim kosev, the valuation of 3 silver shekels. Pasuk zayin vimi ben shishim shana v'maylo, and if it's from 60 years of age and up, v'im zochar, if it's for a zochar, v'ya erkecho chamisha also shekel, so the valuation has to be 15 shekel. V'lanakeva, and for a female it should be asar shkolim, 10 shkolim. So drashi vimi ben shishim shana v'goymer. And from 60 years and weiter, Misha Megil and Meya Zikna, once they reach the days of old age, Ha'isha Kroivili Chashav Ke'ish, so woman becomes close to being cheshbind, as the erech of a man. Sharea Ish Poiches Bizdakne, for a man, his value goes down as he gets older.
Like Mercedes.
Right.
It loses more value.
Yeah. It depreciates. More than a third of his evaluation. While a woman only decreases by a third of her evaluation. People say,
Tzava Bebesa, if there's an old man in the house, Pacha Bebesa, then there's something broken in the house. Don't tell your grandfather. Safta Bebesa, if there's a grandmother, an old lady in the house, Sima Bebesa, then there's a treasure in the house. Vesimna Tova Bebesa, not only that, it's a good sign in the house. So, Memela, the man's value depreciates.
Yes, the woman should be worth more than the man.
The woman should be worth more?
She should be 15 and the man should be 10.
Yeah. Maisa, this is a quote from Erichin Daf Yutes Amar Aleph. Yeah, you have to mind in the sugya over there, the svaros, but it's interesting. Okay, pasuk zayin, that was pasuk zayin. Pasuk ches, v'imachu me'erkecho. But let's say he's too poor for the valuation. V'amidoy lifnei hakoyin, so they should have him stand in front of the koyin. Before the coin, the coin has to shatz him up. He has to evaluate him. Al pi asher tasek yada noider yarichenu al coin. According to what the hand of the person who makes this neder could get, he could attain. That's how the coin has to set his erech, his evaluation. So Rashi, v'machu, if he's destitute or he's poor, shein yodei maseges, he cannot afford liten erech hazet to give this evaluation. V'midoy, then he should have him stand. The coin should have him stand. Lifnei HaKoyin, before the Koyin. Verichenu, the Koyin should shatz him up. Lifi HaSogas Yodei Shel Mayrich, according to what the one that's giving the Erech could afford. Al Pi Asher Tasek, according to what he could attain. Lifi Mashi Yezle, according to what he has. Yisadrenu, the Koyin is going to arrange it for him. V'yasher Loi, he'll leave over for him Kedei Chayiv, enough that's sufficient for his life's needs. Mita, which is Pashat, a bed. Kar, a pillow. A Keses, a cover. Kli umnas and tools for whatever trade he does. For example, im hayachamar, let's say he was a donkey driver. Masher loichamoris, he has to leave his donkey. Same thing today. It's the inyan from Sidur Balchoyv. I mean, not over here, but it's a separate sugi in Babetzia Kufyu Dalit. That if someone owes money, so mesadrin le Balchoyv. Machloik is over there. Al kaponim, if a person needs his car, he's a taxi driver, so you have to leave him that. Same thing over here. He needs his donkey, you leave it for him. Pasuk tes. Ve'im behem asher yakrivu mimeno korban lashem, and if the kind of animal that the one is bringing as a korban to Ribbono Shel Olam, koil asher yiten mimenu lashem yiyakodesh, whatever he's going to give of it, Hashem should be kodesh, should be holy. So Rashi, koil asher yiten mimenu, Omar raglish rezu oil. If he says the foot of this animal is an oilo, dvar of kayam, so then it takes effect what he says. V'timocher, and the animal has to be sold with tzorkei oilo for the needs of an oilo. As a kilu, it was sold to someone who's going to use it for an oilo. V'demeh chulin, and the money that was paid is chulin. It doesn't have any kedusha. Chutz mit v'nei oisei eiver, besides the value of that limb that he was makdish, that because the person that buys it doesn't have to pay for that limb. Pasuk yud lo yachlifenu, he should not exchange it. V'lo yomer oisei, nor should he substitute it. Toiv bira, good for bad. Oy rabbi toiv, or bad for good. Vim homer yomir, but let's say he does substitute it. Behema bivahema, one animal for another animal. Vayahu, so then this one, v'usmurasai, and the substitute, yiyakoydish, has to be koydish, it has kedusha. So drashi toiv bira, good for bad. Tam bebalmun, this means an animal that's unblemished for an animal that has a blemish in it. Oy rabbi toiv, or a bad one for a good one. V'kolshkein toiv betoiv, and kolshkein, a good one for a good one, virabara, or a bad one for a bad one. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so he says the pshat is over here. The ma'aseh is a gemara t'mura daf tesam and aleph. So what's the Rashi's cheshbon over? What's the reasoning behind Rashi? Because pshat is when a person substitutes a bad animal for a good animal, so the bad animal becomes kodesh, right? So all the more so, person the animal that he was the t'mura, the pshat is the substituted animal, has more kedusha when he substitutes with an animal that has the equal quality. So what's Pshat the Torah says, Toiv Bira? So this comes to tell you that Pshat is that you're not allowed to do the Tumura, it's Usr, unless you're trying to improve the quality of this Korban. As I state in the Mizrahi, in the Sivsa Chacham, the Re'im. The Pshat is if you're trying to be Malit, Bedom, make it up, go up, so then it's Beseder. If it's not, then it's Usr. You have to make it increase. Pshat is you have to improve the quality. I know, that's fair. I know. In the Sivsei Chacham, v'timtzu nachas. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'im kol behema tmeya. asher yakrivu mimeno korban lashem. And if it's any tummy animal, which they're not going to bring up as a korban to Ribbono Shel Olam, so what should he do? Vehemid as a behem lifnei koyin. Then he has to stand the animal before the koyin. Pasuk Zakrashi the pasuk yudal of him kol behemet meyo. Vebalas muma kosev adaber. This pasuk is talking about an animal that has a blemish. She tmei lakrova. That is, it's tummy for being makrovit. Vlimdecha kosev. The Torah teaches you shein kachim tmei miyoyts mechulun. That any animal does not have a mum, which has kedusha, does not go out of the kedusha to become something that doesn't have kedusha, but pidyon by redeeming it. El imkain humamu, unless they become blemished, they get a mum. Pasuk yud beis veherich hakoyin oisoh. The koyin should evaluate it bein toiv uvein ra, whether it's good or bad. Ke erkecho hakoyin kein yiyye, like the koyin's evaluation. Kain yiyah, so shall it be. Dr. Ashi, kerkecha koyin kain yiyah. L'shar kol odom, for any other person, a bolik noise comes to buy it, miyad hekdesh, from the rishus of hekdesh. Pasuk yud gimel, vim goyol yigolenu. But if he redeems it, v'yosav chamishisoy, he has to add a fifth al erkecha to the evaluation of it. Dr. Ashi, vim goyol yigolenu, bebailim. If he redeems it, we're talking about the original owner who was makdashit. Hechmer Kosov, the Torah is more stringent over it. Mar is more machmer. Lohisiv Chaimish by adding a fifth. Vechem be Makdash Bay, same thing if a person is Makdash's house. Vechem be Makdash's Asadi, or if he's Makdash's field. Vechem be Pidyan Maizesheni, or if he redeems Maizesheni, Abaylim, Maizifim Chaimish. So the Baylim has to add a fifth. Veloyishar Kalodim, not any other person. No, the Baylim. So then the Baylim. Pasuk Yudalid. Veish ki Yakdash's Basic Koydish Lashem. Let's say a person's going to be makdish's house that's going to make it holy to Ribbono Shel Olam. The koyin has to evaluate it bein toiv uvein ra, whether it's good or bad. Kasher yarich oisei koyin kein yokum. Just like the koyin is going to be evaluated, that's how it has to remain. Pasuk tesvov vim hamakdish yigal es beisoy. And if the one who was makdish is going to redeem his house, for Yosef chamishis kesef erkecha. A love, v'hayaloi. So he has to add a fifth of the erech of the money into the money of this erech, and then it should be his. So Drashi, v'yaherkecha. Oh, that's a fight. The next pasuk by Shvi, ve'imisteyachu zosai yaktish ish laHashem. If a person is going to be makdish a field from something he got over from Yerusha from his grandfather's or his father, tashem v'hayaherkecha. So this erech, the valuation, has to be according to his seeding. What does it mean to its seeding? Zera choymer sa'oirim. An area, let's say, that has zera of a choymer of barley. Bechamishim shekel kesef. So that goes for 50 silver shekel. So Drashi, v'hoya erkel chvizaroi. The valuation has to be according to the seeding. V'loy kefishavya, not according to the worth that it's worth on the market. Whether it's a good field or bad field, pidyon hekdesh and shavas, or redeeming it from the kedusha, it's equal. Base korsa oirim, the area, let's say it has a core of barley seed. The chamishim shkalim has to go for 50 shekel. Kach gzeris hakosev. This is a gzeris hakosev. Hu shebal gola. That means this price is paid if he comes to redeem it. B'tchilas hayovel, the beginning of yovel. Vim bal gola. But if he comes b'mtzayin in the middle, after the first year of yovel already passed, noisin, he gives the lefiach hesbon according to the calculation. Sela of a shekel, ufundyon of a pundyon, which is a 48th of a shekel, l'shana per year. Lefishi eina hekdesh el leminyan shnei yovel, because it's only kodesh for the number of years of the yovel, meaning the number of years left until the yovel. Shem nigalo, because if it's redeemed, the reitoyv, then it's good. Vim lav, if not, the gizbe moichra, the gizbe is the treasure of the base of Migdash, sells it, but dam aloli for this price. Meaning a shekel and a pundyon per year until yovel. La'acha to another person. Vimedes biadal keich, and remains in the hands of the keich, ad the yovel until yovel. Kishar kol asad is like any other field. Ad the yovel until yovel, kishar kol asad is hamachures, which have been sold. Kishi yoitzam yodoy, when it goes out of his rishus, and yovel, chazeris lakayanim, it goes back to the kayanim, shalois and mishma of that mishmar. Shai yovel pagayaboy, but that yovel comes to, meaning that the mishmar that has on that Yom Kippur is being oivet, and it's their turn. Umischalekas beinayim, and it's divided among them. Zeo amishpat, this is the halacha. Ha'omor, that said over the makdish saw that someone who's makdish a field, va'achshav afreshen, and now Rashi is going to explain it. I'll say the makroyis according to the psukim. Meaning I'm going to show you how each pasuk gives you the details of every halachas that we said that was stated before, that the Torah said before. Pasuk Yudzayin. Imishnasa yovel yaktish sodeyu ke'erkecho yokum. If let's say he's makdish his field from the yovel year, it has to remain at its valuation. So Drashi. Imishnasa yovel yaktish v'goimer. Imishnasa yovel, let's say yovel passed miyadik disha before another year passed, meaning he's makdish it right away. He comes to redeem it during that first year of Yovel. It has to remain at its evaluation. Like this Erech that said, yeah, it should be. And he has to give 50 silver shekel. And if, let's say, after Yovel, he's makdish his field. So the Kohen has to make a calculation for the money according to the years that remain until Yovel. Then he has to subtract it from the Erech, from the value. And the same thing would be if he was Makdish Mishnasa Yovel from Yovel during the year that follows immediately after Yovel. And he remained in the hands of the Gizbar. This person comes to be goyelit. Ach yovel after yovel. V'chishav le'akoyin as kesef as a kesef al pi hashanah menesaros. The coin has to make the cheshbon of the money for the according to the years that remain. K'fi cheshbon according to this calculation. Kate said, how is that? Harei kotzav. Let's say the Torah said the price of being redeeming it shalar boyin v'teish hashanah of 49 years chamishim shekel is 50 shekel. Harei shekel l'chol shana comes out each year is 1 shekel. V'shekel yeser al kulan, that plus 1 more shekel for of all the 49 years. V'hashekel ar boyim mishmaina pundyun, a shekel is 48 pundyuns. Harei selo pundyun l'shana comes out, it's a shekel and a pundyun per year. El shechiser pundyun echad, you're missing 1 pundyun l'kulan for all the 49 years. V'am Rabbi Sein, Chazal said, sha'ose pundyun, that extra pundyun, kalboin l'freutroit. This is an exchange for the money, meaning it's a premium in exchange for the money. We have ball liga, someone who comes to be goyalit, yitin sell a pudyun, has to give a shekel and a pudyun. L'chol shana for each year, l'shana menesaros for the leftover years. Ad shnasi yovel, until the year of yovel.
Did you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
Good.
V'nigra mi erkecho.
I mean, like, they make one of us.
Minyan shanim, the number of the years. Shemishnasa yovel from the year that comes before yovel. Ad shnasa pudyun, until the year that you make the gula. It's very simple. He's making a cheshbon. That is basically there's 49 punjoinim, right? That's 49 years. We're missing 1 punjoin. So how do you get that extra punjoin? So he says poshut, that they made. They said that there's an extra punjoin in exchange for the money. That's what it means.
I mean, over the years it adds up to 1.
Right.
Extra,
right. Exactly. Yeah. I see there's different nuschayos here in Rashi. They bring down a different nusach over here from the nusach from the Alkabetz that was printed in the Goyishi. It was 1476. Alkapanim, there's extra words in there. Alkapanim, he's masber a little bit more. So maybe the other chamashim have a little bit more hesber, but ayin shom. Pasuk Yutes. Vim goyel yigal esasode. And if let's say the one who's makdashit will redeem the field. A makdash oisoy, meaning the one that's makdashit. For Yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkecha Lov Vekom Lois, he has to add a fifth of the valuation of money, and it should be his. Zok Rashi Vim Goyel Yigal Hamakdish Oisoy Yosef Chaimish, he has to add a fifth Al Kitzva Zois according to this set rate. Pasuk Chof Vim Lo Yigal Es Asode. Let's say he doesn't redeem this field, but if he doesn't redeem it, Vim Mochar Es Asode Lishacher, and he sells the field to another person, Lo Yigoyel Oid, so it cannot be redeemed anymore. So Drashim lo yigal es asode hamakdish, meaning the person that's makdish the field doesn't redeem it. V'mochar hagizber, if the gizber sold it, es asode lishacher lo yigal loy, to the field to another person, it cannot be redeemed anymore. Losh of the adam makdish, to go back to the hands or the rishos of the makdish when yovel comes. Pasuk chof aleph v'hoy asode betzeisoy v'yovel. Then, when the field goes out in Yovel, Koydish Lashem has to be Koydish to Ribonish Loilam. Kistei Acherim, Lakoyin, Tihiye Achuzosoy. Like a Stei Cherim, we'll see in Rashi what that means. So his Achuza, the thing that he got for Yerush from his grandfather's, has to become the Koyin. Zok Rashi, Vos Meintos. When the field goes out in Yovel, from the person that buys it from the Gizber, Kederek Sharsod is like in the way of any other field that's sold. That goes out of the Rishus, so the Lekeach, by Yovel and Yovel, when it goes back to the Rishus of the Moichim. Kodesh Lashem, Loisha Yoshuv, not that it returns Lehekdesh Bedek Abayis to Hekdesh of Beis HaMikdosh, Liyad Gizber, by the Gizber's hands. Elok Esteh Acherim, it should be like a field. That's in Cheir, meaning that it's banned. Hanosin lakoyanim, that's confiscated and gets given over to the Kayanim. Shenemar, kol Cheirim b'Yisrael l'chayir, any banned field or property that amongst Klal Yisrael is yours, meaning it goes to the Kayanim. Afzu tischalik l'Kayanim. Also, this has to go give it out to the Kayanim. Shalaisim mishmer of that mishmer. Shem Kippurim shal Yovel pagebay, in which the Yom Kippur of Yovel falls out in that year. Pasuk of Beis. But let's say he'll be makdish tashem, a field that he bought that's not the field of that he got from his fathers and his grandfathers. Yakdish lashem, so he should be makdish it to Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, if that's, they have to read it the other way. That, meaning, if that's what he's going to be makdish. There's a difference between sada mikne, between a field that was bought or received as a matana, to the field that he gets over birusha. Shastei mikne, a field that he bought, loy tischalik, it's not going to be given out l'kayhanim to the kayhanim by yoivel in the year of yoivel. Fisha ain't yochalak disha, because the one who bought it is not able to be makdashir elal yoivel until dafka till yoivel. Sharei by yoivel, hoysa sida lotzes miyode, because in yoivel the field was going to go out of his rishos, v'loshel abayim, go back to the owner, l'fichach, therefore, and bol agoyle, if he comes to redeem it, yigal badam alol, he has to redeem it for this price. Haktsuv l'steyachuzo, which l'mais was set for a steyachuzo, vim lo yigal, but if he doesn't redeem it, Vim Karena Gizber LaAcher, and the Gizber is going to sell it to someone else. Oh, Yim Yigalu, let's say he will redeem it. Bishnasa Yovel Yoshev Asod LaAcher Kanomi Ita. So in the Yovel year, he has to return to the original owner who he bought it from. Oyse Shek Tisha, the one that was Makdashit. Upen Yomer, maybe you'll say the Pasuk means LaAcher Kano, Halakeh Chazer Achren Mita, the one who bought from this last buyer who redeemed it from Beis HaMikdash. Vizel Gizber Moise, that's the Biz Gizber. That's why it says Lasher Lo Yachuza Zor, to him that has this stay Yachuza from in the land. Mirusha Sava is to get, he got it as a Mirusha from his father. Vizel Bailam Arisham, that's the original Olo Shemachrula Makdash, who originally sold it to the one who was Makdashit. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vechishav Lo Yachoyin is Michsas Erkacho Achnasa Yovel. So the Koyin has to calculate for him the value or the total sum of the erech until yovel, v'nosan esa erkecha bayoyim hahu koydish laHashem, and he has to pay the erech on that day. It is koydish to Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk of Dalit b'shnasa yovel, and in the yovel year yoshev asodel asher kano meitoy. So the field goes back and returns to the original owner who he bought it from. Lasher loy achuza sa'aretz, to him who he had that achuza, that was his yerusha got over from his fathers. Pasuk chafei v'chol erkecha yiyeh b'shekel hakodesh, and all the erech that's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash has to be from the shekel of the kodesh, the holy shekel. Esrim geiro yiyeh shekel, the shekel has to be 20 geiro. So drashi v'chol erkecha yiyeh b'shekel hakodesh. B'kol erech shekosav b'shkolim, any erech that says shekel over there, yir b'shekel hakodesh, has to be from the shekel hakodesh. Esrim geiro, esrim mo'os, this means 20 mo. Kacho yimitchila, that's what it was originally. That's what the shaykhus was between the shekel to the geiro. However, later la'achar mikana isifu shtos, they added a sixth. V'amru Rav Hussein Chazal say sheish mo kesef, six mo of which is a geiro of silver. Dinar equal up to dinar. Esim v'arba mois, 24 mo. La sela, it goes per each shekel. This lemais is a quote from Bechoyris, Daf Nun Omer Aleph. Pasuk Chavov. Ach Bechoyr asher yivukar l'Hashem b'vehemo. However, a Bechoyr, that's the firstborn animal, that's going to become a Bechoyr for the Ribbono Shel Olam from the behemois. Lo yakdish isha soy. A man is not allowed to be makdashit. Im shor, whether it's a shor, imse, whether it's a shepsala, lashem, who it belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi lo yaktish ishoy soy, lashem korban acher, lashem a different korban, lafisha ainish loy, because it doesn't belong to him. Pasuk of Zayin, vim ba behema hatemeyo. If let's say it's amongst behemoth tameya, ufada be'erkecha, ufada be'erkecha, and he has to be paid it according to its erech, its value. V'yosef chamishi soyelov, he has to add a fifth to it. Im lo yigoyel, and if it's not redeemed, v'nimkar be'erkecha, then has to be sold for that erech, for that valuation. So Rashi v'behemoth tameya v'goymer. This pasuk doesn't refer to the bechor. She'ein loymar, you can't say bechor behemah tmeya by a behemah tmeya ufa de berkecha that you have to redeem according to his erech. V'chamor ein ze pidyon petach chamor. This chamor is not v'chamor ein ze. This chamor has no shayach. It's sharei ein. Pidyon petach hamor, because we see there's no pidyon petach hamor el tle, besides a tle, which is a lamb. V'hu matana l'koyin. Then that tle goes as a matana to the koyin. Ve'ein el hekdesh, doesn't go to hekdesh. El, so what's the pshat akosav musav al hekdesh? This pasuk is going on this that person was makdesh to the Beis HaMikdosh. Shakosav l'mayel, that's written before. In pasuk yud aleph, yud beis, and yud gimel. Diber b'pidyon behemah tahira. There, it's talking about the pidyon of a kosher animal. Shehomam, where they got a mum after you were makdish it as a korban. V'chan diber b'makdish behemah tahira. But over here, we're talking about someone's makdish a non-kosher behemah. Lebedek abayis for bedek abayis. Zayzak the Gemara Menachis Daf Kuf Aleph Omid Aleph. Ufod the berkecho. Yes, redeem it. Kefi mashay archenu akoyin. According to what the koyin is going to evaluate it. But if it's not redeemed, they buy them by the original owner. It has to be sold for its value to other people. Pasuk chof ches koyach v'ach kol cheirim asher yachrim ish l'Hashem mikol asher loy. However, any cheirim, meaning something that was confiscated by Hegdish, that a person will be machrim for the sake of Hashem, of everything that he has. May Adam uvehema, from a man or an animal, umisteach uzase, from the sada that he got over Birusha. Lo yimocher, it's not allowed to be sold, v'lo yigol, and cannot be redeemed. Kol cheirim, any cheirim, anything that was confiscated, koidish kadoshim, it's koidish kadoshim hu l'Hashem. It's totally koidish kadoshim to Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Rashi, ach kol cheirim v'goymer, nechluku Rabbi Sein, chazal have a machlokes over v'bedover, in this inyan. Yeishoyim, some say, stam charomim, these nedarim, these haramim, lehekdesh go to the for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Umani makayim. So what do I use with the pasuk? It says kol cheirim biyisrael l'chol yir. Any cheirim should be yours. Becher mekayhanim. That's referring to confiscated property that goes over the kayhanim. Sheperish v'yomer. It says mefurish harezah cheirim l'koyim. He says this is cheirim for the koyim. V'yesh Amr, some say no. Stam charamim l'kayanim. Stam charam go to the kayanim. This is ma'ez machloikis in Erichin. Tav chavches amid beis and chavtes amid aleph. Lo yimachar v'lo yigoyel, can't be sold or redeemed. The eli yinosin l'kayin has to be given out to the kayin. The divrei oimer, according to the one says stam charamim l'kayanim go to the kayanim. Mefarish mikrazei explains this pasuk b'stam charamim by stam charamim. V'yoimer, the other one stam charamim l'bedek abayis that says that it goes to bedek abayis. Mefarish mikrazei b'cher mekayanim, says it's talking about cher mekayanim. Shakol moedim, everybody agree. Cher mekayanim, the charam of the kayanim mainland pinion can never redeem. Actually, you vote until they come the other coin to the rishus of the coin. Cher mekavoya, but cher mekavoya niftim are allowed to be redeemed. Kol cherim koidish kadoshim hu. Ha'oimer stam charam. Someone says stam charam lebedek abayis. Then it goes for the bedek abayis. Mevi rai mikan. He brings a rai from here, from this pasuk. Ha'oimer stam charamim lekayan. The one that says stam charam lekayan. Mefarish. She explains like this. Kol cherim koidish kadoshim ulashem. Any cherim that is totally koidish to ribonish loyim lalami teaches you shecherim kayhanim chalim. Cherim kayhanim take effect al kochi kochim on kochi kochim. Val kochim kalim as well as kochim kalim who have a lesser degree of kedusha. V'noisin lakoyim, he gives it to the koyim. K'ma shishinu mesechas erichin. L'zev yishtet in erichin daf chofches amit beis. Im neder, if it's a neder, noisin to meim, he gives the money, their value. V'im nedovav, let's say it's a nedovav, noisin is teivas, he gives its toiv, its benefit. May Adam zakrashi kigoyin shehechrim avodov v'shevchoysev akananim. That he was makdash, he pledged his avodim, his slave or his shifcha, slave woman to Hekdish, and he says that belongs to Hekdish. Pasuk chav tes Kol cherim asheyocharam min ha'odom lo yipode. Any cherim which will be banned from any man, he cannot redeem. Mois yumos, he has to be put to death. Zok Rashi, kol cherim asheyocharam agoymer hayoytzi laharg. If someone goes forth to be killed, by the Bezin gave achlota that he's chayv misa. V'yomer echad, someone says erko yalai. You know, I'm going to pay how much he's worth. Lo yomer klum, it's garnished. Mois yumas. Let's say he's going to die, meaning the process of killing him started. Lefikach, therefore, lo yipod, he's not to be redeemed. Ain lo dami, he doesn't have any value. V'lo yerech, nor any erech b'chol. He doesn't have any worth, and he doesn't have any valuation. Golnish, he's not worth anything. Pasuk lamed v'chol masera oretz mizera oretz mipriya eitz l'Hashem hu kodesh l'Hashem. Any miser of the land or any seed of the land from the fruits of the tree, they belong to the Ribbono shel Olam. Kodesh l'Hashem, it is kodesh to Hashem. So Drashi v'chol masa oretz, any miser of the land, b'maiser sheni akosim medaber. This pasuk is talking about miser sheni, mizera oretz. Dogon, this refers to grain. Mipriya oretz, from fruits of the tree. Tiroish, wine, v'yitzer and oil. Lashem hu, belongs to Hashem. Kanoi Hashem, Hashem has been koinet. M'shulchonoi tzivelocho lalois v'lechol b'yushalayim. And Hashem has commanded you to go up and eat in Yerushalayim from his shulchan, from his table. Mar says in Kedushin Daf Nun Daladam at Beis. K'mayshenemer, like it says, v'achalta lifnei Hashem elokecha. Meiser degoncha siroishcha v'goymer. It says you're going to eat in front of before Hashem, meaning in the place, the mokim, the benjamin is going to be shaykh and ishkin over there, from your, the meiser, from your grain and from your wine. Pasuk lamed aleph. Vim goyel yigal ishmi meiseroi. If a person will redeem from his meiser, chamishisa yosef elov, he has to add a fifth to it. So Drash mi meiser, from his meiser, v'loy mi meiser chaveri, but not the meiser of his friend. Ha'poy de meiser shal chaveri, someone he's poy de his friend's meiser, ain't meiser v'chaim, she doesn't add a fifth. U'ma'i gulose, what's its redeeming? Yiftene, you have to redeem it, k'dei latiri b'achil, to be materit, to eat, b'chol mokim, in any place. V'ha'mois, and what does he do with the money? Ya'la v'yoichel, he has to take it up, b'Yerushalayim, and eat in Yerushalayim, k'mayshe, because like it says, v'nasata b'kesef, v'goyim, and you have to bring it, give it for money, p'shadas, and you bring it up to Yerushalayim. Pasuk lamid beis by maftir v'chol maser boker v'tzoin, any miser from cattle or from tzoin, from flock, koil asher yavar tachas hashovet, anything that passes under the stick, ha'asiri yiye koidish l'Hashem, the tenth one has to be koidish, holy to Ribbono shel Olam, tachas hashovet, under the staff, kishabola aser, when he comes to take off miser mitzian ba'pesach, he brings them through the entrance zeh acher zeh, one after the other, v'asiri, and the tenth one Makabashavit, he hits it with this stick, tzavua, which is with this colored stick, besikra, with this certain red dye. Leo is nicker that it's gonna, you'll be able to discern. Shumaisa, that this is maiser. Kain oisi, he does this la golim, to the calves, la tloim, as well as to the lambs, shall call shana v'shana, for each and every year of what it yields. Yeah, koidesh likarv lemizbeach domei v'emurif, for the blood, and it's a murim to be offered on the mizbeach. V'abosar nechel abaylam, and the meat is eaten by the owner. Sharei loy nimna im shar matnas kuna, because it's not listed with the other matnas of the kahuna that was given as bikurim to the koyin. V'loy matzinu shein nosim b'sasori, we don't find that you give the meat like ayanim to the kayanim. Pasuk lamed gimel lo yivaker bein toiv l'ra. He cannot distinguish between good and bad, and he should not substitute for it. But let's say he does substitute for it, he uses it as a substitute. So then this one and its substitute, the one that he uses as a tmura, should be koidish. It cannot be redeemed. So it says, all the geshmak zachin of your nedarim, the choices of your nedarim. Yochel, a person might think, yeah, boyer, he could pick and select, umoitzi esayofe, he could select out the nicest of from all his cattle to as used for meiser. Tamid loy menein, lo yivaker bein toiv l'ra. Don't distinguish between what's good and what's bad. Bein tam, something that's, like Rashi mentioned before, that doesn't have a mum. Bein balmum is something that does have a mum. Chal alof kedusha, still the kedusha is chal on it. V'loy sheikor balmum, doesn't mean that you should be makir on the mizbeach in its matzav now of that has a mum. Eli yochel b'toris meiser, has to be eaten with the halachas of meiser. The osr ligozels, you're not allowed to shear off the fleece. V'li oved, and you're not allowed to use it for work. As I said, Gemara in Brachayrus daf yedalid amid beis. And with this pasuk lamedalid, we finish Chumash Vayikra, Pashas Bechu Koisai, Eile HaMitzvois, Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. These are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael. Behar Sinai, at Har Sinai. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek.